This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Local high schoolers visited the Tennessee State Capitol recently to voice their concerns over Tennessee's bathroom bill. The proposed legislation would require public school students to use the restroom corresponding with the gender on their birth certificates. The students met with two lawmakers and learned a lesson in civics and civility, as WUTC's Jackie Helbert reports.
I'm on a bus headed to Nashville with teenagers who've spent the majority of the ride drinking large amounts of caffeine. These students are from the newly formed Gay Straight Alliance Club from Cleveland High School. Chase Howard is a transgender GSA student.
I'm 15. I'm in the 10th grade. I like pie.
And will be directly affected by the bill if it passes.
Are you worried about this bill passing?
I am actually terrified because there's a lot of danger that I could put myself into, whichever bathroom I go into.
Inside the Capitol building, the nervous but excited students meet with State Senator Mike Bell, a Republican whose district includes Athens and Etowah. Kat McKay, the student leader, started the discussion.
How do you feel about the bathroom bill?
I carried it last year. I'm a strong supporter of it. Mm-hmm. I think it opens a door to which there will be no end. Did y'all seen the news where there was a transgendered person arrested in Oregon this past summer? And it was a he. He demanded to be placed in a female prison. After 3 months, they had to take him out because he was having sex with all the female prisoners.
It appears Senator Bell is referring to an incident reported on by Breitbart News. The transgender woman was arrested for murder in Scotland, not Oregon. The story was not confirmed and had nothing to do with bathroom use.
How do you define it? Is it how I feel on Monday? I might feel different on Tuesday. Wednesday, I might feel like a dog.
You present yourself as a man.
It's my DNA. Okay. It doesn't matter what I present myself as. It's my DNA.
Okay.
It's science.
GSA President Patrick Poit explained the psychology of transgender people.
Transgender people, it's in, like you said, it's in DNA. Psychology shows it's in how their brain works.
I've never seen the science to back it up. I've had countless discussions with doctors. My office mate's a doctor who thinks it's all hogwash.
Senator Bell cut the meeting short.
That was my notice that my next appointment's here. That was my...
As the students filed out of the office, several were crying.
Okay.
Like, the things you said, I'm like, no, the psychology's wrong.
They walked to another office and met with Kevin Brooks, a Republican from their own home county, Bradley County. Representative Brooks thanked them for coming, saying they had incredible courage and bravery.
I am a representative of the people, and you're all my people.
Unlike Senator Bell, Representative Brooks seemed skeptical of the bathroom bill. Brooks said he doesn't think the bill will come out of the committee and that it seems to be a divisive solution in search of a problem.
And if it does, I probably will not support it.
We really do appreciate you taking this time.
And keep me posted.
Definitely.
You know, y'all can connect with me.
On the long ride back to Cleveland, GSA President Poit talked about their first meeting with Senator Bell.
I still cannot get over how he said transgender people are hogwash. Like, that is not okay to be that official, that high up, show that leadership, and say, yeah, you over there, you're hogwash, just so you know. You're worth nothing.
Pat McKay's phone buzzed, a call from a Nashville number.
Y'all, that was Senator Brooks' legislative assistant. He wanted to call me and let me know that the bathroom bill is dead. It's dead.
The Cleveland GSA students celebrated on their way back home. The bill's original sponsor had withdrawn it, but it was a short-lived victory for them. Representative Mark Pody, a Republican from Lebanon, had withdrawn it, but planned to change some language and reintroduce the bathroom bill during this session. For WTC, this is Jackie Helbert.